Kana is a place for kids.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2 The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
If I were a rich man with a million or two,
I'd live in a penthouse in a room with a view.
And if I were handsome,
no way
it could happen, 'cause dreams do come true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing.
Can I tell you something? For years I have envied.
You're green with it.
Your grace and your charm. Everyone loves you, you know.
Yes, I know, I know, I know.
But I must admit it, big guy, you always come through. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
You and me together, that's how it always should be. One without the other don't mean nothing to me. Nothing to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be nothing,
no, no,
if I didn't have you to serve. I'm just a punky little eyeball and a funky optic nerve. Hey, I never told you this. Sometimes I get a little blue.
Looks good on you.
But I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Let's dance.
Don't you dare dip me, don't you dare dip me, don't you dare dip me! Ow, I should have stretched.
Yes, I wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you.
I know what you mean, Sully, because
I wouldn't know where to go.
Me too, because I
wouldn't know what to do.
Why do you keep singing my part?
I don't have to say it, I say it anyway.
Because we both know it's true.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
One more time!
That was a song from Monsters, Inc. You've made it to the International Dance Hour. We're going to listen to music from Brazil, Cuba, Kenya, and music from North America. This song is from Toy Story, and it's called You've Got a Friend in Me.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
From South America.
Alô, alô, responde com toda sinceridade. Alô, alô, responde se gosta de mim de verdade. Alô, alô, responde com toda sinceridade. Alô, responde, se gosta de mim de verdade. Cê não responde, meu coração. sinceridade. Alô, alô. Alô, alô, se gosta de mim. Alô, alô, se insiste em não responder o telefone, cada vez chamando mais. É sempre assim, não consigo a ligação, meu bem. Diferente, não se importa com os meus ais. Alô, alô.
Here's a song from Cuba.
Voy a caminar por la comarca para ver si un mango tumbo yo. aunque sea la lluvia no ha caído, yo no pierdo nunca la esperanza de que uno pintón encuentre yo con sabor.
Is proud to sponsor the Young Artists Professional Development Competition, open this year to violinists, cellists, and pianists in the Portland metro area. Created by DuPont Creativity Partners and Chatter PDX, the competition offers winners the opportunity to collaborate and perform with musicians from the Oregon Symphony and other ensembles, as well as an honorarium. Musicians ages 14 to 18 can learn more and apply at theconcertsatthebarn.com/YA-PDC.
Well, I look for my elephant, my purple elephant, looking for my elephant, my purple elephant. Elephants, my purple elephant, looking for my elephant, my purple elephant. Telephone, shiny, elephant, shiny, elephant, shiny, elephant, shiny. The elephant comes from many different lands. Africa and India and old Thailand. We got one right here in our school. And not only that, but it's a purple one too. And when we go outside, climb up on that big, big purple, hide and take a journey with a song. 'Cause we all know elephants love to sing along. So I sing with my elephant, my purple elephant, singing with my elephant, my purple elephant. Singing with my elephant, my purple elephant, singing with my elephant, my purple elephant. Elephant, 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 elephant. The elephant has a big purple face.
a lot of purple space. Now you might say, well, it can't be true. So there was that purple thing right behind you. And a pachyderm that's kind and purple. So I play with my elephant, my purple elephant. Playing with my elephant, my purple elephant. I play with my elephant, my purple elephant. Playing with my elephant, my purple elephant. Elephant shape. Elephant.
Let's take a dance break.
Summer Jumbo!
Jumbo!
Jumbo Buena!
Jumbo Buena!
Habari Gani!
Habari Gani!
Musuri Sana! Jumbo! Kiswahili ndiyo lugha yetu ya Afrika. Upende usipende utapenda kwa hakika. Michael Jackson kaimba Kiswahili. Lionel Richie kamfuata ni wa pili. Mukae hivyo hivyo siku zote kwa amani. Maisha Afrika yatakuwa na thamani. Tuimbe, tucheze, tuseme Kiswahili. Supu ya uyoga ni tamu kweli kweli.
Jumbo Buana. That's a song from a country in Africa called Kenya. You're listening to ICANN, and it's the International Dance Hour. Get your feet moving to this song from Cuba. It's called Caribbean Rhyme.
Thank you. La Habana hay un puente solidario. Entre San Juan y La Habana hay un puente solidario. Lo cruzaremos a diario en pos de feliz mañana. Escúchame, Borinca, no oye bien lo que te digo. Tú siempre serás mi amigo, yo siempre seré tu hermano. Ay, sí.
Rima caribeña, néctar de cantón. La puertorriqueña, madre de flor. Rima caribeña, néctar de cantón. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor.
Con su carita risueña, siempre de muy buena gana. Con su carita risueña, siempre de muy buena gana. Al igual de la cubana, baila la puertorriqueña. Caribeño a golpear en la cintura le transmite la ricura que hay en nuestro suelo isleño.
Ay, sí. Rima caribeña, néctar de cantón. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. Rima caribeña, néctar de cantón. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. La puertorriqueña. Margarita en flor,
eres la hermosa triqueña que alimenta mi ilusión.
La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. Ay, mira cómo te quiero, yo te quiero con fervor. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. La puertorriqueña.
You're gonna change on me. You're gonna change on me. If you're green, you'll be blue. You'll be polka-dotted too. You'll show me your stripe by the end of the night. You're gonna change on me. You're gonna change on me. Yeah, the moon and the sun, you're a chameleon. You're gonna change on me. Got a tongue that shoots mine, and that crazy green reptilian smile. You're gonna change on me. You're gonna change on me. If you're green, you'll be blue. You'll be polka-dotted too. Show me your stride by the end of the night. You're gonna change on me. You're gonna change on me. Ah, the moon and the sun, you're a chameleon. You're gonna change on me. You got that cool lizard look and a tail that can really hook. Thank you.
are listening to ICANN.
Abierta, la bestia entró, a la extrema sorpresa de todo el que lo vio. Directo al patio se fue hambriento, hasta el árbol de su sustento. Y allí se quedó un buen tiempo comiendo mango y contento.
House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.
Bonjour, monsieur.
demoiselle, il est trop tard, la consigne est déjà signée. Doudou avoue, il a parti, le navire est sur la bouée. Doudou avoue, il a parti, le navire est sur la bouée. Adieu Madras, adieu grain d'or, adieu collier chou, doudou à moi qui capatie, hélas, hélas, c'est pour toujours, doudou à moi qui capatie, hélas, hélas, c'est pour
sveglia proprio quando io mi sto quasi a addormentando.
È tutto nero il pipistrello ed è a rovescio il suo cervello. Non si può dire che lui sia bello, ma certo è un tipo il pipistrello. Non si può dire che lui sia bello, ma certo è proprio un tipo il pipistrello. Il pipistrello.
Ho per amico un pipistrello, è la mia stanza, il suo castello, e mangia fette di salame quando lui ha fame, quando lui ha fame. Un amico vanitoso, del suo mantello va orgoglioso, e vola sopra la mia testa, è una tempesta, vuole far festa.
È tutto nero il pipistrello ed è a rovescio il suo cervello. Non si può dire che lui sia bello, ma certo è un tipo il pipistrello. Non si può dire che lui sia bello, ma certo è proprio un tipo il pipistrello. Il pipistrello. Non si può dire che lui sia bello, ma certo è proprio un tipo.
Thank you.
I'm Abacus P. Grumbler from What If World, where stories from kids like you come to life. Tune in today at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Segni di biro ti danno un ombrello, gli alberi non son altro che fiaschi di vino girati, se ci metti due tipi là sotto saranno ubriachi, l'erba è sempre verde e si vede un punto lontano, non si scappa, è il buon Dio, è un gabbiano e va verso il mare, a volare, e il mare è tutto blu.
navigare a una vela, non di più, ma sott'acqua i pesci sanno dove andare, dove li pare, non dove vuoi tu. E il cielo sta a guardare, e il cielo è sempre blu, c'è un aereo lassù in alto, e l'aereo scende giù, c'è chi atterra, lo saluta con la mano, va piano piano fuori da un mare, chissà dove va. Di carta lo vedi che viaggia in un treno, sono tre buoni amici che mangiano e parlano piano, da un'America all'altra uno scherzo ci vuole un secondo, basta fare un bel cerchio ed ecco chi hai tutto il mondo, un ragazzo cammina, cammina, arriva ad un muro, chiudi gli occhi un momento e davanti si vede il futuro già. E il futuro è un'astronave che non ha tempo né pietà, va su Marte, va dove vuole, niente mai lo sai, la fermerà. Se ci vieni incontro non fa rumore, non chiedi amore e non ne dà. Continuiamo a suonare, lavorare in città, noi che abbiamo un po' paura, ma la paura passerà, siamo tutti in ballo, siamo sul più bello, in un acquarello che scolorirà, sopra un foglio di carta lo vedi, il sole è giallo, ma scolorirà. E se piove due segni di biro ti danno un ombrello che scolorirà. Basta fare un bel cerchio ed ecco chi hai tutto un mondo che scolorirà.
Piece of music from Italy. You're listening to ICANN, and this is the International Dance Hour. Can you shake your shoulders? Can you shake your hands? Can you shake your hips? Well, this song from Brazil is called Shaken Coconut.
Olha o corpo, balança, estremeça, que pra cabeça não se tem coisa melhor. Queima um punhado de tuia fundanga, solte essa franga e toque fogo no paiol. Bota pra fora esses troços estranhos e tome um banho de aroeira com timbó. Pegue o mal de surpresa, dê um nó e despache a tristeza no. Esse barco sereno, sem pressa, não entre nessa de rema contra a maré. Se está gostoso, não jante afobado, guarde um bocado desse bolo pro café. Quem gosta de brasa é porque comeu fogo, esconde o jogo que depois se vê qual é. Pegue o mal de surpresa pelo pé e despache a tristeza pra Guiné. Pegue o mal de surpresa pelo pé.
chumbo de barro, que até com sarro é bom de se saborear. Vai sempre em frente, mas cuide do jarro, não deixe o carro na frente do boi passar. Após os maus sempre vem bons instantes, não veio antes, mas depois sempre virá.
Bote a melancolia no jacá, e ele mesmo esvazia lá no mar. Bote a melancolia no jacá, e ele mesmo esvazia lá no
mar. You're listening to ICANN on HD2.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.
I'm Mr. Eric. You're listening to ICANN on HD2 and streaming online. What If World is coming up next.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a write-in question from a patron named Mason. He asked, what if people could turn into puppies, and what if bunk beds could fly? Very nice, Mason. I don't think I've ever seen a flying bunk bed. And we're gonna do one more patron question today from Susanna.
My name is Susanna. I like powers, and my what if question is, what if villagers got treasures when they made mistakes?
Whoa, I want to live in that village. Oh, and it sounds like we'll all get to spend some time there today.
Just as soon as we've given a shout out to Sophie.
Oh, hey, Farrelise. I so seldom get to see you at the start of the show.
Well, I am a mother and a detective and sometimes a magical healer, I suppose.
Yeah, you do have a lot of jobs. Are you kidding? I have so many jobs. I'm president. I'm also Fredzident. I got to give big shout outs to girls like Micah today who love me so much.
Hi, Micah. Thank you.
And I still have to leave time for long, grumpy naps.
What's a grumpy nap?
It's where he sleeps, curled up in a ball, and grumbles and yips a lot.
Oh, I know grumpy naps. Those are so cute.
They're not cute. They're essential to good government.
I have to agree on that account. And I also have to shout out Claire Ann.
Don't you mean meow out? Because you're a cat.
Purr, only cats are allowed to make that joke.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Just kidding.
Okay. Well, thank you, Claire Ann, Micah, and Sophie. Now let's find out what if villagers got treasures when they made mistakes, and what if people could turn into puppies and bunk beds could fly. Zach and Zizi had just finished another year at the observatorium, and they were enjoying their summer vacation.
I'm not enjoying my summer vacation.
They weren't enjoying their summer... Wait, why not?
Well, we're both really mad. We've been practicing our magic powers for over a year now, and we've hardly gotten any better.
Zizi, can't I just practice a little bit? Like in the house, maybe?
It's not allowed for kids to use magic outside of school. We could make a really unsafe mistake.
Besides, Zach and Zizi's magic powers were still pretty limited.
Speak for yourself.
Well, Zach and Zizi's powers were slightly less limited than my own, because I don't have any magic powers.
That's better.
Yeah, I can make beds fly. Well, bunk beds. At least I'm pretty sure I could, but we don't have a bunk bed. And we live in a flying house, so it's kind of pointless.
Are you kidding, Zach? That's a great power. All I can do is turn people into puppies.
Wow, do me.
I haven't really gotten the hang of turning them back into people again.
Zach and Zizi just needed some place to practice.
Yeah, like a village where it's okay to make mistakes.
Well, mistakes are always okay. It's just the dangerous ones we have to be careful about.
La 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 la. I just want a place where I can cast magic.
Suddenly, Howie House landed. Their rocket ship house sometimes had a mind of its own.
I always have a mind of my own.
Sorry, I know rocket ship house. It's just a figure of speech.
Sheesh, everyone's giving me the business today.
Well, let's go out and see where we're living.
Yeah, I don't think Mr. Eric was gonna get around to describing it.
And so, Zach and Zizi walked out of their house and found themselves in the middle of a sleepy village. Cottages of wood and stone with simple thatched roofs lined a hilly block leading up to a tree-lined park with the softest grass you'd ever seen.
I've never been to a village like this before, said Zizi, as she and Zach climbed the hill.
I think I see a sign up there.
Passing by quaint cottages and huts, the children found their way to the sign at the center of the town.
It says, The Village of Mistake.
Only mistake was spelled wrong.
Yeah, but somebody crossed out the extra S.
Ooh, and there's a town slogan. It says, Do no wrong.
Oh, but they spelled no wrong.
Yeah, they spelled it like K-N-O-W, like the no as in knowledge.
Oh, but someone crossed that out and just wrote N-O above it.
Yeah, but then it looks like someone else scratched that out and drew a question mark at the end.
So I guess it reads, Do wrong?
Nar. It should say, where every mistake gets a treasure.
And Petey the Pirate scribbled on the sign with a marker and wrote his slogan.
No, I mean, where every mistake is a treasure.
And he scribbled out his own scribbles.
No, that's confusing.
And he took out a different colored marker and scribbled over the whole thing.
Wow, you've made my once beautiful sign into a confusing jumble of nonsense and spelling errors.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake.
A short woman with reading glasses had approached the three of them and was giving Petey the Pirate an unreadable stare.
Now I can make an even better sign. I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
Please, take this treasure chest full of quarters I was about to spend at the arcade. I've got to get back to work.
Pa-ching! And the woman dropped a chest of quarters at their feet and walked back to her cottage.
Who was she?
I have no idea. The sign lady, I guess.
Well, if they don't mind you ruining their town sign, then it's gotta be okay for us to practice our magic powers.
Zizi jumped for joy and took out her wand. But Zach already had his wand in hand.
Me first.
Zach hustled to one big stone house at the edge of the park. Kind of looked like a little castle, to be honest. And through a giant bay window, they could see into this little castle house's bedroom. And what kind of bed do you think was there?
Oh, I know!
Yeah, of course you know, Petey, you can see it.
Oh, sorry.
And what kind of-
It's a bunk bed!
Petey, I was trying to get the listeners to-
Okay, steady bunk bed. Float steady.
Zach was already levitating the bunk bed. He had to carefully maneuver the bed knob so it could hook around the handle to the bay window and gently slide it open when it nudged a nearby lamp.
Zach, look out!
I've got it!
And with a flick of his wand, Zach nudged the bunk bed just in time so the mattress caught the lamp ever so gently.
You're doing it, my boy! You opened the bay window. Now you can fly that bunk bed right into the sky.
I did it!
And indeed, Zach had flown that bunk bed safely out of the stone bedroom. But when he jumped for joy...
Oh, Zach!
The bunk bed smashed right through the other side of the bay window.
Oh, I'll pay for that,
said Zach,
struggling to get control of the bunk bed, as it broke every lamp in the bedroom.
Yeah, who has that many lamps anyway?
Okay, I can fix this. I can fix this.
And the bunk bed flew up, bursting through two stories of ceilings and a roof to blast out into the night sky.
Oh boy, Zach. I think this was too big of a mistake.
Yay, sorry kids. I'm going to the arcade.
Petey?
Petey?
And materializing before them, 100 squeaking bats turned into a tall, gaunt, caped figure.
Cacula.
Cacula.
That was so funny, how you destroyed half of my house.
I'm really sorry.
What, are you kidding? It was a bad idea for a vampire to have a bunk bed anyway.
Well, that's a good point.
And I put it right by a big bay window. I would have been ashed by morning.
Are you trying to say?
You children saved me with your thoughtless, dangerous mistake. How can I ever repay you?
And Cacula's old bunk bed crash landed right in front of them.
I know. You can have my flying bunk bed. There's a bunch of old treasure and dessert pizzas stuffed under the mattress. But you can just throw those away.
And Cacula turned back into a swarm of bats and flew off into the night.
Wow, Petey was right. We get a treasure for every mistake.
Hello, children. I've been looking for my friend Petey the Pirate.
It was none other than Petrina the Pirate, holding up a lamp and squinting at them through the darkness.
He and I are late for our Monday night game of...
Bam, you're a puppy!
And Zizi had turned Petrina the Pirate into a...
Oh, I'm young again, and a puppy again. You used to be a puppy? That's right. Me name used to be Petrina the Puppy, the Pirate. It was so long ago, I'd completely forgotten.
So you just stopped being a puppy one day?
Here's some treasure. Gotta run!
And Petrina the Puppy the Pirate nudged over her big magical lamp with her nose. It was gilded gold and covered in runes, and the light within shone gentle and harmless, like a magic, flameless fluorescence. Then Petrina the Puppy the Pirate was off to roll around in the soft grass of the park.
Zach, do you know what this means?
It means we can practice our powers as much as we want!
And we're just gonna keep getting more stuff!
Zach and ZZ leapt atop their treasure-stuffed bunk bed.
I call top bunk.
Aw, man.
And they munched on dessert pizzas while trying on their new golden necklaces and bracelets and flying all over town making a commotion.
Bing, 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 bing,
Petey
bing,
was
bing,
busy
bing,
pumping
bing,
quarters
bing, bing,
into an arcade game. Not just any game. Whack-a-ka-thunkle.
Boink.
Ow.
Boink.
Stop it.
Boink.
Ooh.
Boink.
You've got me.
Boink.
I will devour your planet.
Boink.
When he heard a bunch of crashes and barks sounding outside.
Yo-ho. Maybe it was a mistake to leave them children out there to make mistakes. Ooh, but if so, I've got a treasure coming my way.
And Petey grabbed his chest full of quarters and rushed out the door.
Does anyone have a slimy ice pack?
It was the dead of night, and this village was anything but sleepy. Zach and Zizi were flitting around, flanked by a fleet of flying bunk beds. And every bunk bed was piled high with treasure. And Zizi was turning people into puppies left and right.
Whoops, sorry.
Whoops, thanks for the treasure.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
Well, we kind of did, but it's okay because it's the village of mistake.
Maybe it's time to get out of here.
And Petey, his chest of quarters jingling in his hands, started running towards his rocket pirate ship house. He saw a puppy that looked like Petrina.
Oh no, they got you!
And then he saw a puppy that looked like the sign lady.
Oh, those little glasses are so cute!
Petey.
I mean, oh no, they got you too!
And he even saw puppies that looked like Mama Jamma and Papa Lou.
Oh, I'm gonna sleep in so late tomorrow.
And after I read my newspaper, I'm gonna pee on it.
Petey the Pirate looked down at the treasure in his hands. and around at the puppies on the ground, and up high at the kids in bunk beds in the sky.
Eureka! Zach, Azizi, I finally get it!
Ah, sorry I put in these diamond earplugs. You'll have to speak up.
I finally understand. No amount of wealth can bring us happiness.
Who's Gus Sappiness?
No, I'm trying to tell you. The real treasure of the Village of Mistake is...
Yarp, he can have me Twitter. I've a whole village of puppy friends now.
And Petey, half tripping over himself with his clumsy puppy legs, ran toward the park, his treasure trove of quarters forgotten.
Well, I think that's everyone.
You mean the whole village is puppies?
Yeah, except the puppies. They turned into flying bunk beds for some reason.
Get off me, Bunky!
So what do we do now? And Zach slowly guided their flying bunk bed back down to the ground.
Maybe we should practice setting things back to normal?
What? Why? Everyone's happier now.
They gave us all their treasure, and we've got flying bunk bed puppies. But you're my big sister. You're supposed to fix our mistakes.
Just because I'm older doesn't mean I have all the answers. And I don't know if I can turn them back. So I just kept making more people into puppies. I thought I'd get better at it, but I just keep making more mistakes.
Well, what are we supposed to do?
I don't know, Zach. Sometimes a big sister just needs her little brother.
Okay, Zizi, okay. Well, we came here to get better at our powers, but we just got a bunch of shiny treasure for all our mistakes.
Yeah, but if everyone in the village gets treasure for their mistakes, then why isn't it all gold houses and platinum lampposts?
Maybe these people like different kinds of treasures, like donuts or Legos.
Different kinds of treasures.
Oh, Zach, you've got it. Oh, yeah! I always wanted to do that thing where I say something and then it makes someone else realize something else.
You just did. I know how to fix everything. And Zizi ran up the hill with Zach at her heels, going straight towards that pile of puppies, rolling around or napping on the grass as the sun slowly rose over the Village of Mistake.
Petrina the Puppy the Pirate, what's your biggest mistake? I never took enough time for myself. Papaloo the Puppy, what's your biggest mistake?
Thinking I knew it all, even though I know at most 99% of things.
Cacula Papacula, what's your biggest mistake?
Driving away my friends with all my bad jokes.
They've all made mistakes, and they know what their mistakes are.
Yeah, Zach. And what do you think their treasure is?
Getting to be puppies?
Yo, absolute wee white.
And Zizi raised both her hands high, pointing her wand toward the pile of puppies and concentrating as hard as she could.
You can do it, Zizi.
Wait, wait, what are you doing?
We like being this way.
Oh, I just finished catching my tail.
And Zach raised his wand too, bringing all the bunk beds and bunk bed puppies back to their homes. And as the first rays of sunlight hit the soft grass of the park on top of the hill, Zach and Zizi saw a bunch of people in pajamas instead of a pile of puppies.
I gotta take a nap.
Well, where are my pajamas? Where are we?
Oh, I don't know. Let's just go home.
And they all started sleepwalking back to their homes.
Zizi, awesome job! Thank you, Zach. I couldn't have done it without you. But, why'd we put them back to normal?
But just think about it. If we became babies again, or puppies, our little baby puppy brains would forget everything we learned from all of our mistakes.
Are you saying the real treasure of our mistakes is getting to learn from them?
Yep.
Oh, I think I'd rather have the treasure. But I shouldn't always make you be the big sister.
And Zach started levitating all the treasures he and Zizi had collected that night back to their owners.
Hey, Zach, that's a new power.
Oh, I guess you're right. Just one treasure left, said Zizi, pointing at the half-full chest of quarters, levitating hesitantly outside the sign lady's door. And then the short, sleepy woman burst out of that door, holding a big new sign.
Oh, I want you two children to keep that last treasure. After all, you helped me come up with the slogan for my new sign.
and she took down the scribbled up old Village of Mistake sign and put up a beautiful, freshly painted new one with a brand new slogan. Make mistakes and learn from them.
I like it, especially the border.
Yes, I was inspired to paint a bunch of puppies on bunk beds all around the sign by a very strange dream I had last night.
Oh, that wasn't a...
Zach!
Wow, that sounds like a really weird dream. Haha. Oh, well, gotta run.
The end. Well, Mason and Susanna, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my sister Melissa for being the best big sister a little brother could hope for, and all you kids at home who know it's okay to make mistakes, as long as you're brave enough to learn from them. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The National Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.